Well, happy Thursday to you on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And as we rounded out our series called Forged, talking about the book of Habakkuk, we looked at Habakkuk chapter 3, and we looked at the unique relationship between joy and sorrow. And one of the things that Habakkuk says there, he says that even though his body trembles, his lips quiver, he said his legs are trembling beneath him, he will take joy. And so we talked about how those two things seem mutually exclusive in our minds. In other words, Habakkuk doesn't say, hey, I have a full plate of sorrow with a side salad of joy. He doesn't say, I have sorrow today, but I'll have joy tomorrow, or I have sorrow right now, but I'll have joy in the next season. He says he has both simultaneously, joy and sorrow. And so we talked about some people that we knew, maybe more practical examples in our lives, men like Alan Gardner, who died headed towards the mission field, shipwrecked on a desert island. He ended up starving to death. And when they found his journal, the last thing that he had written in his journal was that he was overwhelmed with a sense of the goodness of God. We talked about people that we've met, even from our own church and congregation, from the worship night last week, who have expressed this unique joy in the middle of sorrow. And so for us, the most important thing was to figure out how do you do that? And the illustration that Habakkuk gave us was a deer. We talked about how a female deer has the unique ability to put her back feet where her front feet were when she's on a dead sprint, not 2 inches forward or to the side or to the back, but exactly where her front feet were, which is when you're running in the mountains as an animal, that means if your front feet are sure, your back feet will also be sure because they're going to hit the same spot. It's an incredible advantage when a predator or something is chasing you. So we talked about how adversity brings a certain kind of certainty. We tend to think adversity just brings uncertainty or insecurity in our lives, but adversity brings a certain kind of certainty. In other words, you learn in situations and circumstances when God is all you have, that he's really all that you need. And we've all seen people who've gone through difficulty and situation, trials, heartache, circumstances, pain. And you've seen two people go through the very same circumstance, and one comes out on the other side tender, and the other comes out hardened. Some people come out more empathetic and compassionate, others come out more bitter and cynical. And so we talked about what's the difference between those two. And I really believe that Habakkuk gives us a special skill there in verse 18 when he says, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. He says the same thing twice. And what he's really pointing to is something that's said over and over again throughout scripture, is this idea of repetition. It's why we have multiple gospels telling the same story of Jesus over and over again. It's why Jesus does some of the same miracles that he does twice. We talked about potty training a child, right? You don't just tell them once and then they get it and it's you have to tell them over and over and over again. So repetition is a special skill, which is why it's so critical for us that we're consistently involved in reading the scriptures into our lives and praying them back to God and being part of a life group, because those repetitions of doing those things mean that in the moments of agony in our lives, that's what's going to come out. A lot of times we stop reading scripture, we stop praying because they seem maybe boring, or they don't seem like they're paying some sort of dividend or something along those lines. But what ends up happening is that as we engage in those skills and repetition, it's in the difficult moments that those things are what leak out of us. And so we talked about how for a lot of us, we understand a lot, but we don't utilize what we understand. And we talked about how St. Peter says, you have everything you need for life and godliness. It's kind of like, I shared the story that a few weeks ago, I was doing a little project outside the house and I couldn't find my glasses. I needed my sunglasses and I was frustrated and I was mad at my kids for moving my stuff around, and I sounded like a grumpy old man. And about 3 minutes later, I put my hand on my head, just trying to scratch my head and think about it. And all of a sudden, you know, where my glasses were, right? They were on my head the whole time. I had them. I wasn't utilizing them. So it's kind of like the Jesus says to the disciples in the middle of the storm at that point, where's your faith? In other words, this is a moment for you to get your faith out. So storms become faith opportunities. And the reason that we do that The reason, the why behind all of this is because, you know, Habakkuk chapter 3 is really just a retelling of the Exodus. And in that, the original Moses, he came to free the people from their sins, you know, at risk to himself, great risk to himself, to his life, to his family. But Jesus came not at risk to himself, but to give himself as a sacrifice for his own people. So we thought, you know, if Jesus really is who he says he is, if he's really doing right now what he says he's doing, if he's really seated at the right hand of God and represents us and intercedes for us, how would that change our lives? And we talked about how we would talk less about our accomplishments and more about his. And so I just pray for you today that you're rooted in his accomplishment for you, and you don't feel compelled to accomplish for him. You don't feel compelled to put others down so that you can prop up your own ego, that you're not compelled to draw attention to yourself, but you can draw attention to him, because he's the reason that you and I are going to be able to enjoy eternity. If you're here, you're listening, and you're not a Christian, man, today is the day to do that. Don't hesitate, but to follow him today. So let's pray together. Follow on this, Father, on this Thursday, as we look at it, it's not our day, it's your day. And so, God, we put ourselves in your hands, squarely there. We trust you. We believe in you. God, we trust that you have our best in mind, even in the most difficult moments. And I pray, God, that you'll help us to live out that reality today. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, thanks for listening to the Drivecast, and we hope to see you back tomorrow.